Welcome to show number 52 already of the White Rose Resistance Hour with Stuart Howe. I am your host, Stuart Howe. Man, as we get going here, and this is, wow, 2/12/2022 already. I want to really thank a couple of people before we get rolling here. Of course, my in-studio producer, Sam, does a spectacular job every time. And then also my field producer, more or less, he just got me such great guests, and he's more tech savvy than I am. He's teaching me a lot, and well, slowly but surely, I'm coming along a bit. That would be Casey Whalen, who's going to be joining us a little bit later, I believe, with Vicky Davis. And yeah, it's just a wonderful ride to be on, folks. I am so pleased to be part of the solution, you know, because I do believe if we're not part of the solution, we're part of the problem. And you know, there's a big challenges going on, and I just salute everyone who has decided that they're going to do whatever they can, you know, just to acknowledge truth and to learn, you know, how to differentiate truth from falsehood and get discernment and, you know, all the wonderful things that are emerging in the world now. With all the challenges, you know, people are coming together and homeschooling kids and taking care of each other as neighbors and, you know, in communities. And I don't want them to take that word from us, communities. I don't want them to take, you know, I want to take the rainbow back. I used to really like the rainbow. Now it's a little bit wacky connotations. But before I get off on a tangent in the bushes here, too bad. Wow, here we go. I've got a wonderful caller, actually a guest on the line that Casey helped me procure. His name is Brandon Durst, and I'll let him tell you about himself. But the short version that I'll bring him in with is, you know, he stepped up to the plate and he is running, you know, to help local causes, you know, government position. I will, you know, let him explain that. But, you know, he's just a great example of someone saying, okay, we got some challenges. You know, let's pull up our boots. Let's, you know, get her done. Let's get in there and, you know, be, you know, a force for positive change. And he's a great example of that, as are the folks I've got coming on in a little bit. But first of all, in the green room and coming on in now is Brandon Durst. Brandon, are you with us?
I am here, yes.
Hey, welcome on board.
Hey, thanks for the invitation, I appreciate it.
Man, absolutely. It's a wonderful privilege to be part of the coming together of, you know, positivity up here in this area. And there's similar things going on all over the country. This isn't unique to where we are, but, yeah, if you could, we've got a segment here going until about 4:19 and it's 4:03 now. If you're listening live, yeah, please, Brandon, go ahead and introduce yourself and kind of let people know what you're up to. And then we'll go from there, please.
Yeah. My name is Brandon Durst. I'm running for State Superintendent of Public Instruction for the state of Idaho, and I am pleased to be able to be on this show to provide some hope, I hope, about what we need to get done in Idaho to fix our public education system, which is incredibly broken. It's indoctrinating our kids, and I'm a dad of five kids. I'm a husband, and really, it's as a parent is why I got into this race, is because I feel like parents have been ignored and they haven't been trusted, and we need to get back to a place where parents are trusted again in our schools. So,
nice. And where can people go? Is there? I'll let you give it out again at the end of the show or right before you leave. But right off the bat, if somebody kind of likes the idea of what we're going to talk about and likes the idea of your stepping up, what, you know, can you lead them to what website or what contact would you like to have?
Yeah, the best website, the best place to get a hold of me, you can go to my website. It's durstforidaho.com. That's D-U-R-S-T, the word F-O-R, Idaho, I-D-A-H-O.com. Or they can call me directly. My number is 208-505-8893. I'm happy to have a conversation with anybody that likes to talk about education policy or share their concerns about what's going on in the schools or has ideas of what we can do to make them better.
Man, I love that. I love that people that are genuine people and are forthright and have courage in general, you know, man, woman, on the blue Kool-Aid, on the red Kool-Aid, not a Kool-Aid drinker, rainbow Kool-Aid, if they have integrity and they have heart, they'll put their real name and their phone number out there, and they're not hiding. And that is a real mark of somebody who's, you know, just, hey, this is the truth. This is what I'm representing. Happy to talk to anybody, and I salute you for that. That's awesome. So, yeah, excellent. Excellent stuff. Before we get too far into this, I really want to encourage anybody who didn't hear last week's show. It was the milestone show for me, thanks to Sam and Casey. I actually had Max Egan, one of my heroes, on last week, so that's available to listen to in the archives. So anybody who really wants to have their mind blown by somebody who's been researching the rollout of this brave new world, whatever the heck it's going to turn out to, whatever label you want to put on, he's been kind of really in this, and he's one of the best communicators ever. Go listen to his show. It's up on the archives. That was last week, and man, Max was phenomenal. Were you able to listen to that by any chance, Brandon?
I didn't hear it, no, but I'm interested to.
Yeah, it's worth a listen. He's a big picture, you know, deep, soulful thinker, very well-versed, has a great way of explaining the big picture of what's really going on, which is difficult and daunting, as I'm sure you would agree,
yeah.
But it's worth going back. Yeah, and then also my big annual fundraising drive for myself personally, which, you know, I'm joking, it consisted of about a three-minute rant that's on there. And then when I'm done ranting, it's a great show. So, yeah, man, thanks. So, yeah, we've got a little bit of time here. You know, we're going for another 8 or 10 or 12 minutes. What would you like, before we go to break, what would you like to get into here? Kind of, you know, let us know sort of what you see as the nature of what we're actually facing, what called you in to do this,
yeah.
You know, to represent truth and justice, how maybe a little bit about how, you know, I moved all the way, you know, across a long, you know, long way across many states to be here because of Heather Scott and how wonderful she is in District 1. And I moved around to be in her district. And then less than a year later, they've redrawn the districts and she's on her way out. And you're hopefully going to take the baton from her. She was on the show, too. She's in the archives. She was my second guest, I think. But, yeah, that's an interesting deal. I'd love to have you guys maybe on at some point, back-to-back, with and her on and her explaining, you know, why she is, you know, leaving, what happened, you know, the redistricting, the relining, and how she's handing the baton to you. That would be great. But, yeah, take it away, brother. We've got a little time here.
Well, I think, you know, I just want to say, Heather's still going to be able to be a representative. She's going to have to run in District 2, which is going to include Shoshone County and Benoit County and part of Kootenai County. I hope she's successful in that because I need a partner. Being the state superintendent, you have to go to the state legislature quite a bit to get help, to get things done. And Heather's a trusted partner in that. And so I'm hopeful she'll continue to be able to represent a district that will see the value in someone who has a heart for the Lord, who has a heart for justice in the Constitution. So that's first of all. But, you know, what brought me into this race is as a parent, I saw what was happening in schools, and it was really, really terrifying, and it concerned me a lot. And so I really see three primary issues that we're dealing with as a state when it comes to our school system. The first is we've got Common Core, which we need to get rid of forever. Second thing is we have these critical race theory and their derivative, social emotional learning, diversity, equity, inclusion, those sorts of policies that are racially divisive. We've got to stop those. And then the third thing is I think we really need to get into a place where we let money follow students to whatever school their parents think they should be going to. And so, you know, that's really where my effort is focused. Obviously think that parents need to be trusted again, like I said, and that includes having parental rights and letting them make decisions and letting them have access to anything and everything that they need to have access to be able to support their children and their education, including the classroom and educational materials and those sorts of things. So that's really kind of where I see things going, and it's important to have partners like Heather in the legislature to help the state superintendent get those things accomplished and to be able to see those visions reality.
Yeah, it's amazing to see. I mean, I'm really lucky. Maybe I did not end up taking the government class in the indoctrination camp in high school, because it was better to be uneducated in that area, at least unindoctrinated, than it would. It's easier to learn if you don't know anything about it. And I just avoided all this stuff because I really didn't like politics. But, you know, the education that I've gotten on the, you know, boots on the ground and learning myself and researching stuff has been amazing to see how it's really true that what they say, think globally, you know what's going on globally, but act locally, because that's where you have control. Yep. And it turns out, you know, that Heather is, you know, 100% right. And she helped educate me that the federal government is way out of its bounds of jurisdiction. You know, the Constitution, which is, you know, it is sure as a document and it's a control. And eventually I'd like to see no government. I'd like to see self-government. What's called anarchy, it just means anarchy without rulers. You know, we could be self-ruling, self-governing, you know, without the overlord class. But to get there, you know, we sort of need to have, I believe, the principles that are outlined in the Constitution that are natural law or God's law or, you know, karmic law, whatever you want to call it, as outlined in natural law and whatnot by Mark Passio. So the road from where we are now to where we want to be includes really standing up for the principles that underlie, I believe, underline the Constitution that are inherently ours. So it's a great thing to get to know and see play out. And I'm just excited to be part of it and really honored to be kind of in the mix here. So how are you seeing how profound it is that, you know, we're doing our, you know, best to, you know, do what we can, you know, honestly, in a forthright manner, without being deceptive, where we can take questions from anybody. You know, we're not passing out Kool-Aid. We're, you know, our principles, I think, in this, you know, movement of like truth and justice or whatever you want, you know, actual justice and accountability transcends the labels. And, you know, we really can walk into anywhere, you know, a red Kool-Aid party, a blue Kool-Aid party, a rainbow Kool-Aid party or whatever. And, you know, if you're able to have a conversation and express this stuff, everybody agrees with, you know, kind of decency, or most people. And so it's really interesting what I'm trying to say in long, you know, winded ways are, unlike what we're doing, which is really just trying to put it out there, hey, this is what we're doing, our opposition seems to be entirely based on lies and deception and inverting the truth and whatever they, you know, the Antifa, everything is the opposite. You know, they say they're about inclusivity, and they don't include anything that doesn't agree with their Marxist, Leninist, communist, Luciferian, whatever label you put on it. You know, they do the most heinous stuff. So that's kind of interesting. That's an interesting factor, don't you think?
Yeah, I agree. And I think, you know, truth stands on its own. It doesn't need anything to support it. So truth is truth. And so when truth is there, it stands on its own. It doesn't need other... I guess it doesn't need support, because it is its own support. So,
yeah, I believe that is true. I get a little bit miffed when I hear people talking about, I'm going to speak my truth, or it's like, well, actually, I've, you know, gotten educated in a little bit. I'm on the path, and I'm learning about natural law and God's law and karmic law and whatever you want to call it, through a lot of you know, really great teachers. And it turns out that there is no my truth. There is my opinion or my understanding, which may or may not be valid, but truth is the truth, and it's, you know, universal, ancient, and I, you know, I didn't want to really understand that until recently, because I needed to have a, you know, a point of navigation, a true north to get through this.
Yep.
So that has been really, you know, a wonderful thing to see, and I just recommend anybody who can go to Trivium Education and Natural Law website from Mark Passio. There's a couple of them. You can do a search, a legitimate search, not the G word, you know, DuckDuckGo, and his sites will come up. One is Mark Passio's whatintheworldishappening.com, and the other is really great content on onegreatworknetwork.com, which has like 40 content providers that goes, I think it's 24/7 pretty much, and it's amazing. So, hey, I'll let you make the call. Whenever you want to bring Casey and Vicky in, they can, you know, come in, you know, now and kind of ride shotgun, and whatever you want. We've got a break coming up in 4 or 5 minutes, but they're waiting in the green room, and I'll let you make the call.
Yeah, whenever they're ready. Good with me.
Yeah, beautiful. Sam and Casey and Vicky, are you there? Would you like to come on in with us? I think Sam is probably bringing them in as we speak.
Well, so yeah, it's important that our schools, no matter what kind of school it is, private, parochial, public, that we really get back to the basics and teach our kids about natural law and where our rights come from. Because, you know, the more that we don't talk about that, the further away from our foundation we're going to get. And it's so important that we have the opportunity to have our kids exposed to those ideas so that they're not foreign to them. And so when they become adults, that they understand why those things are important and why they're so instrumental in protecting our republic.
Yeah, agreed. Absolutely. I mean, it's been hidden away or occulted, meaning just out of sight, put out of sight. A lot of the stuff that used to be taught, you know, a lot of people think that we live in a democracy. We don't. I mean, that's a, you know, a stepping stone to communism and fascism and Nazism, National Socialism. We live in a, as you point out, a constitutional republic. And people now, you know, it's been kind of hidden away what the difference is between the two. And it's important to, you know, go back in and really have a good source to learn that foundationally, I believe, that we are a republic. And the reason was that the founders felt we needed a constitution to bind down the powers of man that could, you know, his greed for power, if left unchecked, could, you know, run rampant over free people. And so the difference between a republic and a, you know, constitutional republic and a democracy is really important, as is the difference between, you know, a lot of things that are, you know, used interchangeably but really aren't. And that's why I really think it's important to get a good education that's been occulted and whatnot. So, hey, have we had any luck bringing Casey and Vicky in? Are they nearby? Can they come in? Or should we wait till after this break that we've got coming up in a couple of minutes, Sam? Oh, beautiful. Perfect. Thank you. Okay, folks, we've got a break coming up in a couple of minutes, and then we're going to bring in our wonderful guest, Casey Whalen and Vicky Davis. But we've got a couple of minutes before we go to break. You'll hear the music come up. And Brandon, what would you like to discuss or, you know, kind of set the stage for what we'll get into on the other side of the break?
I just think we need to talk. I think it's important to talk about the role individuals have in protecting their own liberty and fighting for their kids and being the advocates for their own families. I think that's really important. And then how people like the state superintendent can partner with them and support them in whatever they need to do, if whatever that looks like. I think those are important conversations, so we recognize that the government's here to stay out of the way and not to cause problems for families. So,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, everybody or a lot of people have been lulled into just waiting for someone else to fix it, and things just get worse when that happens. Yeah.
Yep. Yep, that's right. So, you know, look at, if you just look at just the way that the devolution that we've had in this country in the last 30 years is because the family has been undermined and the family unit has been destroyed. And that was the basis of our country, was the family. And it's been, the government continues to take over things that the family is supposed to be in charge of. And that's a dangerous place to be.
Yeah, and again, what I was told, the lies that were said, you know, we were overpopulated, we're this and that, it's all based on lies. They, you know, whittled out the family based on lies.
Yep.
Okay, here we go. Right. We're going to break. Absolutely. We're going to break, folks. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Brandon Durst and other guests on the White Rose Resistance Hour with Stuart Howe on RBN.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it. And how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get. And you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Right. Well, it's official. It's a party now. We've got a couple of great guests on the line. Want to give a little, preemptive warning here. We just got a short segment here. We're going until 4:29. Then we'll be back with a long segment. I think we're going to lose. Brandon's going to have to take off, but Vicky and Casey will be here. So, yeah, take it away, guys. Man, I love having you guys on all together. I'll try to be quiet and let you guys run the show, but we're going 4:24. We're going to about 4:28. So, yeah, coming out of the green room is Casey Whalen and Vicky Davis joining us with Brandon. And we were talking before the break about the importance of personal responsibility and stepping up, because if we're not part of the solution, we're part of the problem. Nobody wants that. So welcome on board, guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay, go ahead, Casey.
Oh no! I liked what Brandon was saying about an attack. The family unit is under attack, and that ties into a lot of the research that Vicky and I are doing. But I just wanted to, I enjoyed what Brandon had to say. And what's his website again, Brandon? What's your website?
It's Durst, that's D as in David, U-R-S-T, and then F-O-R, Idaho, I-D-A-H-O.com. DurstForIdaho.com.
Okay, great. I'll definitely check that out. So, yeah, just really great stuff there, you know. How would you, I guess, bring back the Constitution in the schools?
And I think we've got to look at our content standards. We talk about how bad Common Core is, and it's bad for a lot of reasons. But one of the reasons it's been particularly problematic is because it's really taking us away from the Constitution. The civic standards that we have don't reflect the reality of the American experiment and don't reflect our founding documents or our founding fathers or our Constitution. And so I think that one of the things we should do is make sure those content standards reflect the values of our communities and also reflect the foundational basis for those values. And that includes having a greater awareness around why we are the country that we are, what's made us exceptional, and what we can do to continue to be that way. Because if we don't teach our students those things, we'll just end up the way that all the other great empires have. And that would be a tragedy because we can avoid it if we want to. But we have to choose to stand up to those who don't want that for us. And right now, those forces are winning. So it's going to be incumbent upon individuals to bond together and to work together to help keep those things from happening and to push back on these forces that seek to destroy our country.
Yeah, I agree with everything you said, except just modifying the standards, because standards allow too much wiggle room and leeway for the Marxist teachers to bring into the classroom their agenda. That's what our problem is right now. What we really need is to go back to...
Go ahead.
I was going to say what we need is to go back to state-prescribed textbooks and what the kids are supposed to be learning out of those classes.
Yeah.
You know, well, so that the teacher doesn't have any room.
For example, like the Hillsdale curriculum is fantastic, and it does provide textbooks that are more in line with what I think most of us assume is the direction our country should be going instead of what it is going. And so, I mean, but if we, this is a multi-pronged approach. I mean, standards is the first place to go because right now our standards are antithetical to our objective, which is to maintain a Republican form of government. So that's the first place. And then we need to drive curriculum decisions from there as well. So,
Yeah, I agree with that. We don't really even have our form of government now. We have I don't know if I can say that word or not, but we don't have our form of government. They changed our form of government.
That's right.
So yep. We've got to get that back first.
That's right. Absolutely. And if the thing is, we don't know what we've lost until we've lost it. And I think that's why this is such a momentous time right now, is because we're in a place where we're at a precipice. And we don't have much further to go before we're going to fall off the cliff. And so it's so incumbent upon all of us to take up these opportunities and do what we can to fight for our republic and fight for those things that gird our republic against the forces that would seek to destroy it. And that's not going to be easy, as all
not
of you are
be
aware.
Easy. But we're up to the task, folks. We're going to break. We'll be back. There goes Brandon Durst, and we'll be back with Vicki Davis and Casey Whalen on the White Rose Resistance Hour on RBN.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our EaseOff is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the EaseOff installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com. That's EazeOff.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
On the second half of the hour, and we've had Brandon Durst has had to take off and go do other stuff, but we've still got a couple of wonderful guests on the line. Fortunately, before we bring them back in, I want to just have a little bit of house cleaning and thank a couple of people. One is a guy that I got to hear last night. He's hopefully coming on board as the Attorney General candidate here in our area, Raul Labrador, and hopefully I'll get him on, but he was amazing. If you get a chance to look him up, Raul Labrador, great track record, great voting record. He doesn't just talk the talk. If you look at his voting record, he's walked the walk. And He will be taking the baton as well from when Heather steps down. So hopefully I'll get him on with a little help and persistence. And Chad Catron, you know, he was a guest several while back, you know, I guess early in the month, early in the year. But I want to get him back on. He's going to be, you know, also taking over the mantle from Heather, District 1 legislative candidate. And so I want to thank him and encourage you to check him out, Chad Catron. I'd like to get them both on together, Heather and Chad, at some point in the future if we can. And the main thing I, you know, want to hear, hopefully, among other things, our wonderful guests, Vicki Davis and Casey Whalen, can talk a little bit about a kind of a pivotal thing, which is basically playing itself out all across the country, is the ARPA funds, the money that the federal government has out of its range of you know, limited powers, coerced, taken, basically stolen by the Federal Reserve Bank system from the states, and then they won't give it back unless we, you know, as states, agree to all kinds of heinous BS, right? And so there's control there with the ARPA funds and the states that are taking that money back. And you know, you got to admit, I mean, they're robbing us through the taxes, and then they won't give portions of it back unless our senators and our, you know, our state you know, high up mucky mucks, these, you know, guys that are all coerced, agree to roll out all the federally mandated BS behind this COVID hoax. So, yeah, the ARPA thing is big. I hope we can talk about that a little bit. And, yeah, that's it, guys. Yeah, come on back in. I love you, Casey and Vicki. Are you there?
We're here.
Woo-hoo. Well, take it away, guys. It's your show. We've got a long segment here going... Well, I may have to interject. I'm a pretty mouthy guy. I apologize. But we're going here until 4:50, so take it away. Whatever you want to talk about, the floor is yours.
Yeah, I just really wanted to come on. You asked me to come on, and there's this issue that I've been researching with Vicki for I've been researching this for a couple of years, and Vicki's really been researching things in parallel on this also, but it has to do with local manipulation by you know, cultural Marxist groups and institutions that are working in tandem with regional, national, global groups to influence our children, you know, essentially, as far as the LGBTQ agenda. And even one of the outfits that we've been researching promotes white nationalism in schools, and they even have a toolkit, which they give to teachers and students to look through to identify if there's white nationalism in the school through symbols and other things. And then there's a flow list for the teacher to do certain things, for the student to do other, you know, certain things, and the parents to do a number of things to combat white nationalism. So we're under attack big time right now. And so I wanted to come on because I wanted to make people aware of this organization from Georgetown Law called ICAP, and that stands for the Institute for Constitutional Advocacy and Protection. And this is run by a lady named Mary McCord. And she's in a lot of news articles right now. But this person, Mary McCord, was an acting assistant attorney general for national security at the U.S. Department of Justice under the Obama administration. She was also an expert at the Atlantic Council. And now she is helping run. She's the executive director at this Institute for Constitutional Advocacy and Protection, which is really an oxymoron, because what they do, they were started after Charlottesville in 2017, the Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville. She came on the scene to promote this narrative, and they have been, essentially, they came to my town in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, in 2020 after the death of George Floyd. There was rumor that Antifa was gonna come to our town and riot and pillage, or, you know, loot, who knows what. So a lot of shops were closed down. People amassed in early June of 2020. You may have heard about it. It made national news. People were open carrying downtown, protecting the, you know, the city from what some people thought was a perceived threat. Nothing happened. And then the left, of course, used that as a way to attack, you know, liberty-loving people. So it's been very interesting. So this Mary McCord person, they were interacting with the city of Coeur d'Alene, where I live, and basically trying to file a lawsuit regarding paramilitary activity, where essentially, you know, the governor they basically view it as a militia, and they're trying to get patriots in trouble, essentially.
Yeah,
so,
Casey, can I interject something here I think is important, is that the actual fact is easily verified by anybody who didn't have a conflict of interest and looked into it at all, and you're exactly right, but I think it's important to point out that it was not an idle threat. These Antifa, BLM, thugs and looters and what had already pillaged, Oregon, Portland, Seattle, and they, were Spokane. They were on their way here. It wasn't like an idle threat, right? I mean, it wasn't like a rumor that all the bad, lefty whatever are coming. It was a real threat. I mean, they'd already really done, burn stuff and everything. So it was legitimate. And the stand that everybody took, the armed Second Amendment, rightful, armed citizens, it was in cooperation with the local law enforcement. It was not, helter-skelter. It was a fairly well-regulated, different groups, but everybody was on the same page and was polite. And, so they have to lie and demonize that and characterize it as something, again, inverted, something entirely different in order to get traction for their BS, right?
Well, I mean, it sounded like it was a rumor, and people just reacted to it. I don't know how true a lot of this is, honestly, but the media, regardless, used it just to try to make patriots look like idiots. It doesn't really matter. We have the right to protect our city from a perceived threat, regardless. So I don't really. But in a recent article just from yesterday, that's really kind of why I wanted to come on here with Vicky to talk about this, because it leads right to our research that we've been doing, and there's an ongoing series on my YouTube and other platforms called Shifting Culture, and I'm trying to educate people how these institutes on a local level are influencing our society, essentially. But this new article that just came out from the Idaho Statesman, and the title of it, this Idaho bill could repeal a law that bans private militias. And it's a bill that's being pushed by the Idaho National Guard and Governor Brad Little that would repeal a longstanding state prohibiting private militias and paramilitary organizations. So this group ICAP that's going after people that they would claim is coming together in a paramilitary fashion, the Idaho National Guard is now coming up to the plate and saying this statute in the Idaho law is wrong. And, of course, in this article is Mary McCord from the ICAP, from the Institute for Constitutional Advocacy and Protection. So interesting. Yeah, go ahead, Vicky.
Yeah, let's give people where they can go to see that now and at the end of the show, because it's phenomenal stuff.
Yeah, go ahead, Vicky. I'm sure you'd like to chime in here a little bit about this.
Well, no, go ahead and tell them where it is, because that's important.
Oh, the article?
Yeah.
It's Shifting Culture, the videos.
Oh, yeah, that's just on my platform, North Idaho Exposed.
It's on YouTube. Different,
on YouTube, on it'll be. I think it's on Rumble and other platforms. So we're going to keep – it has to be a series because it has to do with cultural Marxism. It has to do with human rights institutes and players and people, organizations, national, global ties. And so Vicky is doing the research on, like, money. And, Vic, you can kind of tell them what you're working on.
I started researching the funding for one of the centers up there, one of these Marxist centers, and I hit pay dirt in doing that, and so I'll be writing about it pretty soon, and then Casey will do a video on it explaining it. But it really, when you study these human rights groups that are operating in your state, that's where you really see it. That's the core, the hub of the Marxist activity in your state. So for anybody who does research out there, that's where you go look for them.
And it's local. So in my town in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, for as an example, we have and I'm not trying to bash on any organizations or groups or whatever, because we know that's how this works. So, they'll say I'm picking on somebody or whatever, but this is what's happening. They're propagandizing the youth. They're telling us that they're doing that. And that's my major beef with a lot of this stuff, is it's just morally wrong. So we have a human rights education institute in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, called the HREI. And so they're helping foster these campaigns, essentially, which are Marxist. And then our research ties to a regional group in Portland, Oregon, which is helping also basically find people in local places where there may be an institute and foster a campaign to indoctrinate the community into a Marxist ideology. And the funny thing is, a lot of these people who may put up the sticker from a campaign called Love Lives Here, sounds great, right?
Yeah.
But you go look at the platform and the campaign, the people that are behind it, and it's Marxist. And so we're just trying to shed light on this for people to understand. But Mary McCord from ICAP is really tied in with a lot of this stuff too. So it's, you know, it's the social development arm of Agenda 21 happening right now. So it's very important. I want to stress for RBN listeners who are very well educated, I'm sure some of you people know about this, but look up Mary McCord and look up ICAP, part of Georgetown Law, the Institute for Constitutional Advocacy and Protection. You're going to be seeing a lot more of her.
And what she does, what she's doing is lawfare. They're going to be suing our state. They'll probably sue everybody and anybody. But with the upside down world that we have, the Marxists, the leftists have assumed the position of being the upstanding citizens, and the normal American citizens have been demoted to being the deplorables, the scum of the earth and all of that. And but the Marxists, they're kind of like chameleons, you know? And so Mary McCord is looking at all these human rights groups as being the upstanding citizens, when they are the groups that should be targeted by our government for prosecution for their communist activities.
And you can see a list of the ICAP's work at their website. They list, since Charlottesville, they've been publishing the different places they've been trying to file lawsuits. My city in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, was one. Bonner County, Idaho. Campbell County, Virginia. It goes on and on and on. Louisville, Kentucky. Broadway, Virginia. Like I said, there. So this is a way for them to fight back against the Second Amendment. And just great news that the state of Idaho, this is the only time you're probably going to hear me have something good to say about Governor Brad Little, but this new bill that they're trying to push, it's a red tape thing where they're trying to get rid of statutes that have been on the books, maybe that they've really never used. And so that's part of why the National Guard thought they, in this article that I mentioned earlier from the Idaho Statesman, it says that it infringes on people's rights. And gosh, that's so great to see that, you know, the Idaho National Guard is proactively trying to do something, in favor of liberty. So we need to get behind the Idaho National Guard and the people that are helping with this, make this bill happen, and the Idaho legislature, because there is going to definitely be pushback, and we have to, we got to rally behind this thing. So,
We've got a call in on the line. Let me know if you guys want to take him. It's up to you. He's a guy from Idaho named Marcus on line one.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I've heard Marcus on your show before.
Yeah, let's bring him in. Sam, please.
Good afternoon, gentlemen and ladies. I want to say that this is exactly how the globalists push their agenda through the NGOs, and through the through the nonprofits that go into our schools and subvert the children with their ideology. They've got this concept of what is wrong. They've got their power behind them because they are an NGO. They are the people who are fighting for right and justice. And so they bring this concept unto the children, and they break the minds of the children. in this. I want to say down in my area of Idaho and Teton Valley, a lot of people know about this, and they're not engaged, but they are ready.
Yeah, a lot of people are aware of the Human Rights Education Institute in Coeur d'Alene, and they know what they're doing, and they don't like it. But you know, and I've heard you call in before and talk about your past and everything, and I really applaud you for calling in today because you really understand how this is being used to manipulate the youth. So I just want to thank you for calling in, but we need to educate people locally, what to look for, and how to. And just by exposing it, you know, we don't have to be mean. We don't have to call names. We can just point out, this is happening. Here's the documentation. And so that's what Vicky and I are trying to do, is show it to people. Here it is. Here's an email from the director of the Human Rights Education Institute trying to indoctrinate the city officials in Coeur d'Alene, law enforcement on CRT, essentially, to have people from the local universities to come in and talk about different aspects of the cultural Marxist ideology.
Hey, point of reference here. I just got the great news from Sam, our producer. We were skipping the last break, so that's a good thing. So you guys, you know, we just gained a couple of minutes here. So moving forward, I wanted to chime in on what you said. These guys are selling this thing, you know, as something else. I mean, all of this, whether it's a communism, fascism, Marxism, is being sold as marketed as freedom, but it's all of those things have government control of money, banking, distribution and goods. It's all neo-feudalism still, you know, with a ruling class and a subject class. It's always turns into, in every case, it's turned into like a 6% ruling class ruling over, you know, a peasant class of 94%. So that's important to note. Moving.
May I chime in on this?
Yeah, please go ahead. Yeah.
I found that the governor of Canberra, Australia, said he's not in charge of what's happening with the mandates and everything. That's the people who are the in charge with the medical things and everything. What he basically said to people is, I'm not in charge. I'm saying we have a technocracy which is in charge, and I'm going to pass the buck to everybody. And Australia is under control of a technocracy, uncontrolled bureaucrats, which have no, there's nothing that you can say to them to make things right or change their mind. And that is the problematic system that they are trying to engage the rest of the world with at this time.
It's the same thing here, but you know, with the human rights groups, it's different issues. But
exactly. The NGOs are the technocracy. The NGOs and the nonprofits become the technocracy, which develop the forward-thinking ideas for the children, which the people can't say, well, we're going to fire you. Well, how can you fire somebody who's an NGO? How can you fire somebody of a nonprofit? We have no control over them. They can destroy us, but we have no control over them. That is the idea of the technocracy at the heart.
Yeah. Right. Well, and they left in the facade of our old government while they implemented this new government. And very few people really understand how it functions. And even if you did understand how it functions, you can't address it because it's like an octopus. There's too many arms, or maybe like a squid. You know, there are too many arms to it, and so there's no way to control it.
Yeah, it's the bureaucracy of what is it? that movie, Black Orpheus. Black Orpheus. Where was Black Orpheus gonna actually find his Eurydice? Because the technocracy of the bureaucracy was not able to do anything for him.
Oh,
I'll have to look for that movie.
Vicki, plug your website real quick before the show's over.
Okay, yeah, my website is thetechnocratictyranny.com.
And she's been researching a lot of the inner workings of government systems in the state of Idaho. So I don't know if you've been to her website, Marcus, but some really great, deep information there.
Yeah, it's all about the systems and how they evolved. Because when I first started, I didn't know what I was looking at or what I was looking for. And so I just followed the development of systems, beginning with the education system. So that's...
It's pretty broken in Sandpoint, as I can understand. Here in Teton Valley, we have a better system. We've got more realistic human people. That's why I moved here.
Good plan. Yeah. So anyway, that's what Casey and I are doing. We're both working on it. So.
Yeah. So I'm working on this topic, this paramilitary issue with Mary McCord. And she was also in an ABC News documentary called Homegrown, Standoff to Rebellion, which just came out, I think, January 5th. Interesting timing. So she's in that documentary, and it's trying to tie Bundy Ranch to Oath Keepers and the militia. It's just they're trying to lump everybody together and tie everybody to the January 6th narrative. There's also in tandem an article that goes with that documentary. So it's just important for people to understand this outfit, the Institute for Constitutional Advocacy and Protection.
She is either incredibly incompetent or incredibly dishonest.
Or both.
One or the other.
It could be both. And
yeah, I guess it could be.
love you guys. Thanks for coming on.
Okay. Thank you, Stuart.
Yeah. We've got a couple of minutes. You want to close us out, Casey? We've got about 2 minutes, I think.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Marcus, you still there?
Yes, I am, sir.
Okay, great. So what are you noticing in your area as far as like what we were talking about, the cultural Marxist aspect? Have you noticed what's happening in your area?
Sir, we are a farming area, and we have a very strong bent of people which have developed this area and have been in this area since the late 1900s. So our families here, units are very strong. We have an influx of people from around the area. Jackson Hole, of course, the billionaires want to and create a new idea, but we've got a strong base here, and that's not going to go well.
So they don't, that's nothing like that happening where you're at. That's good. Thanks. Nice talking to you, Marcus.
Thank you, sir.
Well, here we go. We're on our way out, guys. I love you. Please be kind to each other. Stand up and tell the truth, and let's get her done. Come back next week for a great guest on the White Rose Resistance Hour.
Thank you, Stuart.
It's written you into the passion play. Skating away, skating away, skating away, on the thin ice of a new day.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.